This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
Paul the Apostle and his companions arrived quite likely in the city of Thessalonica in the early summer of AD 50. They planted the first Christian church in that city. However, they had to leave in a hurry because their lives were threatened by those who were persecuting them and who were against this new church plant. And at the very first opportunity, probably when he stopped at Corinth, Paul sent Timothy, this young protege, back to Thessalonica to see how these new believers were doing. Now, Timothy, he would now return to Paul with the good news that the Christians in Thessalonica were indeed remaining in the faith and they were unified as they well should be. But the Thessalonians did have some questions about their new faith, and this letter, the book of 1 Thessalonians and subsequently the second letter to the Thessalonians, would be Paul's attempt to answer those questions posed by these new believers. Now, the last time we were together, we were in chapter 1, verse 1, and we're going to pick it up in verse 2, but for the sake of context, let's start again. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy in verse 1, to the assembly of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And now 2 says, we always give thanks to God for all of you, mentioning you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and perseverance of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ before our God and Father. Now, our Living Bible says, Paul, Silas, and Timothy to the church of Thessalonica, to you who belong to God, the Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, may blessing and peace of heart be your rich gifts from God our Father and from Jesus Christ our Lord. And now in verse 2, we always thank God for you, and we pray for you constantly. We never forget your loving deeds as we talk to our God and Father about you and your strong faith and steady looking forward to the return of our Lord and Jesus Christ. Now, Paul is telling us here that his prayers for these believers in Thessalonica were always mingled with a heart of thanks. I think we have much to learn about prayer and much to learn about our approach to the Father when we look at this kind of an example. Look, the fact of the matter is we can be so bent so often upon moving forward in what we deem as perhaps even religious advancement that we can actually forget where we've come from. Now, our advancements from that point forward, frankly, may or may not be God's plan. Perhaps they are just nothing more than our own design. Indeed, Paul always wanted more from and for the believers, for sure, but unlike many of us, I think he had not forgotten how far they had already come. Paul had not forgotten their, quote, work of faith, their labor of love, and their patience of hope, end quote. You know, it's interesting that Paul refers to the issue of faith as a work of faith. Rarely, if ever, do we think of faith as work. Once some folks ask Jesus, what shall we do that we may work the works of God? And Jesus, answering that question, said, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent. So you see, in that sense, faith is both an act and a position. However, it doesn't just happen. It requires a decision and it requires an action on our part, effort even. Our faith is essentially the child of God acknowledging his creator, the sinner acknowledging his savior. And that expression, work of faith, embraces the life of faith, which is to follow one's true conversion. Our acknowledgement of faith is more than just in the head. It is to be in our hands and our feet and our very life manifest as a new and an authentic believer. Following our work of faith comes a labor of love. We see these words, work, labor. I mean, these are words that we tend to actively avoid, yet the fact is, love doesn't come natural to us, gang. despite what we say. Loving people has to be a purposeful effort, and it requires some diligence. Many of us, I think, are just simply unwilling to labor at loving. Many of us are just unwilling to labor at anything, really, concerning our new life, except maybe trying to avoid laboring. Where did we ever get the idea that Christianity meant easy street? This church in Thessalonica understood all of these things. They didn't just talk the talk, they lived it. And it's incredible just how much effort we will put into the things of this world, while at the same time, how little effort we will exert for the kingdom. We'll strive for our vocation, our money, our possessions, or even our family. But let me ask, where does the kingdom fit into all of our passions and work? And lastly today, Paul acknowledges their patience of hope. Now, the word patience can also be translated from the original as the English word steadfastness. What does that mean? Well, it means they endured. They endured the persecution, the evil treatment, the near constant opposition, something that we know very little about here in the West. In fact, they did more than just endure, they actually thrived. The commentator Phillips, he called this church's sheer dogged endurance. I wonder, will they say the same about us when we're gone? Will they say the same about you?
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.